I assume both unions have had some legal counsel that the protest, as you're calling it, is exactly that, and is entitled under the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. But essentially, what gives you the confidence that that is the interpretation of the law, with so many other people thinking it otherwise?
Well, I mean, that will obviously be up to the courts to decide, but certainly what is proposed to happen would be very reminiscent to what happened back in the Harris days, and there were no repercussions at that point. And according to legal counsel, there is nothing that's happened between that time and today that should change the court's opinions. But you know, I want to be very frank with people. We had a meeting with 140 of our bargaining unit presidents yesterday. And the level, the degree of anger, I have never witnessed in our organization before. And, you know, these people are tasked with representing 65,000 members. And we took their input very seriously, as we always do. And I'll tell you, the education sector is very, very upset with the way this whole negotiating round and the imposed contract was handled. They're frustrated, and they want everyone, every Ontarian, to know that you cannot do something that's not democratic and have it go unnoticed.
Well, I think that point has been made, though, hasn't it? I mean, over the last month or so, and with the rotating strikes, and I guess the point is, the reality here is, you know, what would another protest either tomorrow or next Wednesday, which inconveniences parents and robs children of a day in school, what difference would that make when we know that the premier and the education minister are going to be out within a month, a new leader is in there? I mean, isn't it a bit over the top?
Well, I don't believe so. I mean, what we tell the students in the classroom is to finish what they started. You know, what we tell our student athletes is to finish what they started. And yes, we've heard the premier, and I received a personal call from the premier guaranteeing that that bill would be repealed. I also had a very good conversation with the Minister of Education that said the same thing. But as I say, it is our members that presented this option, and were very emphatic that they want it to be carried out. Because they have not seen anything tangible. In other words, there's been no closure to the situation, and what the issue becomes is, as it always was, to have free collective bargaining. So we would hope to see that bill repealed right away. I know there's a concern with QP ratification, and firmly understand that, but that bill should officially be repealed immediately after that has happened. There's an order in council that goes along with the bill that should be revoked immediately after that happens. And our members want to see something tangible, that progress is being made towards restoring free collective bargaining.
Just so I'm clear on the timing, you want the bill repealed immediately, like as in today, this week?
No, what I believe the minister said, and this is obviously worth verifying, one of the main components of her presentation was that the bill would be repealed sometime before the end of the month. In other words, sometimes likely before the leadership convention. But there was also mention to the fact that it was very important in order to proceed with the QP ratification votes. And if that is the case, then immediately after that QP ratification vote has been finalized, you know, I don't see what the problem is if the intent is to show, you know, good faith and to start restoring relationships and to proceed to possibly a better conclusion. Then let's get on that repealing the bill right away and start showing something that's really there, where there's going to be closure to certain components of our concerns.
What is your view and interpretation, I guess, of the new leadership? I mean, it's only 3 weeks away.
Well, I mean, it's first of all, I certainly respect any candidate, any any citizen that puts themselves forward for a political office and to step forward to the next level where you're actually running for the leader of a party, and in this case, the premier of the province. I mean, certainly utmost admiration for all those candidates for dedicating their lives to work for Ontario. I believe all of those candidates, there have been rallies at MPP offices, there have been rallies at most of the leadership debates, and I'm sure they're very attuned to all the media. They know what the concerns are, and it's up to them. We would anticipate that immediately after that new leader selected that there would be a very formal meeting as to how this whole scenario can be remedied.
But are you, as unions, backing any one or other of the leaders? I mean, Gerard Kennedy's been the only one who steps up and says this deal's going to be torn up and, you know.
No, there will be no involvement from our association, our union, with regards to being inside the convention and supporting one candidate or the other.
Okay, Ken, thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Great, bye.
Bye-bye now.